under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. GR text messages coming in during the break. So far, 117 unread messages that I replied to. Got them all in during the break. Stored the photograph in my phone, copied it, and then just clicked on you guys and sent it to you. Again, this photograph is very, very, very telling. But the other aspect to this is the campaigns are going to come to a head here on April 23rd. That's the filing deadline for signatures to be turned in for the U.S. Senate race. We'll know which candidates turned in enough valid signatures, which ones did not. This field will narrow down very, very quickly. And of course, it's the same deadline, April 23rd, for you to turn in your affidavit of identity to be a county commissioner to run where we need you to do this in our listening area. The seats need to flip. We need new leadership, especially here in northern Michigan. And then we have to have a conversation. These newly elected county commissioners are going to have to stand up and talk to their state reps, their state senators, to put a stop to all of this. Because this is something that is going to impact not only our local communities, our economies, but could very well impact the November 5th general election. What are county clerks willing to do about it? Now, some of these clerks not asking for birth certificates. If they're not a U.S. citizen or naturalized citizen, folks, they don't get to vote. I don't care if you got a driver's license. I don't even care if you got an electric bill. Show me proof of citizenship. We've got our birth certificate. Do you have yours? Because I think this is going to be a paradigm shift, a requirement that clerks are going to have to start asking to clean up the qualified voter files. And another aspect to all of this, how are the communities being impacted regarding housing? We already saw that per the website, Michigan spelled out .gov/OGM, we've already seen that they've set up an entire bureaucratic department, if you will, to service these people. And the website of the Office of Global Michigan, which is what the website is, working to make Michigan welcoming and inclusive, in alignment with this overreaching goal, our office takes the lead in advancing equity and inclusion initiatives throughout the entire state of Michigan, including spearheading programs for seamless integration of newcomers. That's the new catchphrase they use. These aren't illegal immigrants coming into our country. They're newcomers. Right. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Kind of interesting. the House Republicans in Lansing. One of them, Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport, and Ann Bowen from Brighton, introduced a three-bill package yesterday to claw back $725 million from the Strategic Outreach Economic Reserve funding for Ford's Blue Oval battery plant, requiring future unspent SOAR dollars to be returned to the state's general fund back into our general taxpayer dollars in Lansing. The bills were spurred by the announcement in late September that Ford would indefinitely pause the construction of the Blue Oval battery plant in Marshall, Michigan. The package includes Leitner's House Bill 5137, which she called a negative supplemental of more than $725 million coming from what hasn't yet gone out the door on the Ford project. Despite the money actually being appropriated into this year's budget, Leitner said that the number came from appropriations, but has not been dispersed. The only entity that has thus far met the criteria for the spending is the Marshall Area Economic Development Alliance. So basically, the money is just sitting there. And the money is contingent on the entire whole big project. With Ford's announcements, they don't need the money, said Leitner. This is what happens when you move projects through very quickly. Obviously, there has been some changes in the legislature this year, and some of the policies that have been implemented since the beginning of the year affect this particular project in particular. I believe the changes has made the project not feasible. Moving appropriated money for this particular project was a return on investment, which was already super, super low on a scale of 1 through 10, 10 being the best. She said the project didn't even come in at 2. And with new policies implemented, like the return of prevailing wage, she said companies like Ford are now having to spend millions of dollars more to build projects like these. Which she said could in part explain the project's suspension. Ford CEO Jim Farley has said that before Ford formally cancels the Marshall project, they need to do more negotiations with union contractors. Leitner said the bill package is a way to protect the people's money moving forward. If we can't help to stop some of this stuff before moving forward, hopefully we can be transparent at least about where the money is. Leitner was joined by Bowen, who introduced two bills setting up deadlines for future paused projects, requiring this unused SOAR fund dollars to be returned to the state's general fund. Her bill, House Bill 5138, requires businesses approved for SOAR projects to be notified in writing of any cancellations, any pauses or delays of the projects of which the money was earmarked for. Considering a failure of a project, we need to get this money back. If the projects are simply put on hold, funds would not be dispersed until the project is resumed, either by a defined date or within 1 year of an indefinite pause. Stop right there. Why would you give them earmarked money in the budget and tie it up for a year? Either they're going to do the project or they're not. And if they pause it, how long are they pausing it for, and why are they pausing it? For them to simply state that they're trying to negotiate with union contractors is not good enough. You guys are the ones that allowed prevailing wage to be reinstated. You're the ones that are forcing these contractors now to pay union scale. Well, it's very simple. Multiply the scale times the man hours in your proposal, update your proposal, and get it funded. If you're not going to fund it, if you're not going to do it, it's too costly to do it, you don't have the money, then shut it down. That's our money. That's our taxpayer money, folks, earmarked, appropriated for these projects. You're not going to build them, give us the money back. If a project is canceled or money is unspent at the end of a fiscal year, the appropriation would not be deposited back into the SOAR fund, but instead would go back into the state's general fund. These bills would also not allow agreements to be modified to extend start dates or the time frames, except in cases of circumstances outside the recipient's control, for example, a national disaster. We're heading into storm season. Yesterday, power went out here at the home studio a couple of times, flickered, came right back on. Those high winds were something else. Well, tornado season is coming. It's already happening in the southeast part of our country, heading this way. Well, if you end up with a national disaster like a tornado that completely wipes out your site, that would be potentially an excuse to extend a project's start date. When asked if a Michigan strike against Ford could also be considered as something outside the control, Bowen said no. I'm talking about things that are really totally unexpected, like weather, national disasters, floods, and other such things. She went on to say, when the state entered into the contract with Ford, we knew that they were in the middle of a strike and dealing with ongoing contract negotiations. A company has to have a plan for that in their future. I would think that we would have smart enough people in these corporations that are making ulterior plans in the event of such strikes. It should be already factored into their pricing plans, Bowen said. Leitner went on to say that the policy bills are not specific to just the Ford project, but a greater effort to make sure money can be pulled back in cases of unforeseen circumstances affecting state investments. I got a very simple question. Raising my hand, Sarah, Ann, where exactly in the Michigan State Constitution does it provide for these type of funding of private sector investments? Oh, that's right, it doesn't. So why are you guys even allowing this activity to go forward? The Democrats having control of the House and the Senate, this Democrat governor is doing things that are unconstitutional, but yet nobody's talking about it. In the upcoming class, I'm going to teach, I have the Michigan State Constitution there. I have specific examples where they are doing things that go against our state constitution. Why are the Republicans not pointing this out? Why are they not making these arguments? Finally, Boland's House Bill 5136 sets up an annual audit of the SOAR funding project disbursements, requires the Auditor General to submit a report of findings within 30 days to the Department of Treasury. They would also be required to disclose this information to the Strategic Fund and the House and Senate Appropriation Committees, along with publishing it online for the public's viewing. The bills have been referred to the House Appropriation Committee, where they await further consideration. Right. And with Democrat control in the House and the Senate, you honestly think these bills have a snowball chance in heck of even being brought up for a committee assignment, let alone a floor vote? I think not. We have got to flip the House in the November election. Lansing has got to change. And if Republicans are not going to stand up and speak out and say, wait a minute, this is not even in our state constitution. This is not stuff that we should be funding, period, end of conversation. If you're not going to do that, then get out of office. Don't even run for re-election. I am so sick and tired of the spineless, wimpy Republicans not attacking this governor and their agenda, their policies. And if you stop and think about it, folks, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. $725 million, almost $750 million, they gave to Ford for this Marshall battery plant. Why? Because Ford wouldn't build the plant in Marshall, Michigan, unless they got the money? Is that what you're saying? So basically, Ford is holding you hostage. If you don't give us the money, we'll go to Tennessee. We'll get the money somewhere else. We have got to change the basic models of our tax system, our regulatory system, our electric grid. The whole thing has to be changed to make our state competitive. If you make the state competitive, no state income tax, 100% choice when it comes to the electric grid, when it comes to the fact that we are not going to overregulate you to get starting a new business in the state, they won't need these type of handouts. They'll want to build the plants here. Other companies will come here. It's very, very simple. But you cannot be a forced unionized state, forced to pay prevailing wage, forced to pay income tax, forced to pay some of the highest electric rates in the region, and expect to attract businesses. What part of this do they not get? We need some Democrats with some common sense to run for office and get elected and change the Democrat Party. Bottom of the hour news break. Final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.